Hi, welcome back. In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Rodney Michaels, who works with spiritual seekers on the way to their inner happiness on Fired Up with CJ. So the first step, so we were talking in the last segment about guilt and shame and what it is. This segment is really about gaining your awareness. Guilt and shame. And how you handle when someone is guilting or shaming you. So, you know, how, you know, when someone guilts or shames, how do we even know when we're being guilt or shame?
One of the first ways to know is to pay attention to what's happening in your body. Mm. Generally speaking, guilt and shame will cause you to shrivel, shrink, pull in, because you're feeling like you want to get out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, guilt and shame are feel as if you are in the middle of a circle and everyone is outside pointing at you.
Mm.
And that can feel very, you just want to shrink up and disappear.
Yeah.
Because you're so ashamed.
Yeah.
And, you know, guilty about who you are and the defectiveness that caused you to not meet that expectation that someone is telling you you should have met.
Yeah. And
so
you know what,
your body first.
You know, when you were talking about it, I was tuning into it, and I think people bite their lips. They bite their lips when they're feeling guilty and shaming. Like, that's kind of, oh, I don't know why, but they bite their neck lips, I think, too.
For sure.
Okay, so let's actually do some role-playing, because I think part of an inoculation is finding the right wording when people are trying to guilt and shame you. So let's pretend that I am your mother.
You're my mother, okay.
Yes, I'm your mother.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I know. I'm your mother, and I'm wondering when you're going to have a kid.
When I'm going to have a kid.
Yeah, when you're going to have a kid and, you know, get married. You know, this is kind of the classic guilt and shame thing. Yeah, give me a grandchild, right? This is like, we all know, we're familiar with this thing. Mm-hmm. Don't like your parenting style, whatever.
Okay.
So, Ronnie, good to see you. How
Hi,
are
Mom.
Things going? Hi, honey.
Everything's good, Mom.
You know, I just saw Sally, your best friend, and she looked great. She was with her, you know, new husband, Jim, and her mm-hmm. kid, and they just seem so happy.
They do, don't they? It's very nice for them.
Yeah, so passive-aggressive way. So I'm going to do the little thought bubble. Passive-aggressive way to say to Rogany, look, you could be happy if you were like your friend who's married, right?
Okay, that's and thought bubble on this side is, I hear the expectation that you want me to be like her, and I'm not buying it.
Okay. Okay.
So I say, isn't that nice that they're so happy? I simply agree.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so they were just doing great. And I saw your ex-boyfriend the other day. You know that nice man? He's a doctor. You know, Jim. You remember Jim?
I do remember Jim. I'm glad he's doing so well.
Yeah. He asked about you.
Did he?
He's recently divorced. Did you know that?
I did not know that, Mom.
Okay, so thought bubble. Why don't you call Jim? Get married to him, damn it. You liked him when you were younger. Come on. Okay, so what's the thought bubble in your head?
Thought bubble on my side is expectation. She wants me to call Jim. I'm not interested. It's not an expectation. I don't want to get back with Jim.
But how did you tell me that? Just going back through that.
What did I say? I said to you, that's nice. No, I didn't know he was divorced, Mom.
Okay, so you didn't go into the whole...
I didn't bite.
Oh,
the bait was out. The
okay.
hook was there. I didn't take it in my mouth and get reeled in to the game. It's still hanging out there with no fish on it. But the hook was there. The bait was cast.
Okay, good. Tell us a more typical response. I mean, you're really well suited at this, but what would a typical, I mean, is that a typical response?
Well, you're being very subtle.
Okay.
How about being a mom who's not quite so subtle?
Okay.
Just
right.
try that, because I think if you're being that subtle, it's easy to get away with the things I'm saying.
Okay.
All
yeah.
Right. Now, if you're more direct, it might be a little different.
Okay.
Let's
All
see.
Right.
See what you come up
Rogany,
with.
Honey, you know, I know that you're loving what you're doing right now, and you seem happy to me, but I'm just wondering, you know, Dad and I have had so much joy in being married, and we're just wondering if that's something, I mean, is this something you're ever going to do?
Don't know, Mom. Not really high on my list.
But when is it going to be high? Honey, you're not getting any younger.
That's true. I just don't think that getting married is a high expectation for me, Mom.
Oh, and then, oh, honey, hold on. I think it's Jim calling.
Is that my ex?
Yes, he's going to call and ask you for a date. Hold on. No, okay. So, So, well, why isn't it a high expectation? You know how much it's made your dad and I so happy. Why isn't it something that you want, honey? I don't understand why.
I know you don't, Mom. I know you don't understand. But here's the thing. You see, I really like what I do, and I like my life. And if somebody came along that I fell in love with and wanted to marry, I would. But it's not a high priority for me to go out and find someone to marry just to get married.
But what happens, honey? I mean, you're beautiful right now, but, you know, you're not going to, honey, I hate to tell you, you're not going to, look at me. It's not going to last forever. So what are you going to do? What happens when you get ready? I'm really feeling like a mom, Rodney. I'm role playing. I'm really feeling
Mom,
it.
Are you trying to create guilt in me so I'll go out and get married?
No, I just want you to see what it would be like. I mean, I don't think you know because you haven't tried it. How would you know if you didn't try it?
Mom, are you trying to make me feel bad?
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. In fact, I want you to feel good, which is why I'm asking you to get married.
What you're missing is I actually do feel good.
I know, but you could feel better, honey. You just don't know.
Maybe so, Mom. Maybe so.
Well, then aren't you willing to just give it a try? I mean, Jim just called.
No, I've actually had my time with Jim, and I don't want to do it again. Mom, you're just going to have to relax with the notion that I'm not looking to get married.
But it makes Dad and I so unhappy, honey.
I'm sorry for that.
I mean, aren't you even willing to try?
No.
Well, why not? Your sister's so happy. Your brother's happy. Why?
Mom, you know what? You're really pushing on an issue right now. We've had the conversation. This is like the fifth time we've had this conversation about marriage. So I understand what you want, and I'm not going to be able to give it to you right now. So can we kind of table it for a while? Because I don't want to feel guilty about it. I'm sorry it makes you feel bad that your daughter isn't married and you don't have any grandkids. I'm really sorry for that. And yet, it's not in my future plans. So let's call a truce on this one, okay?
Well, just so you know, it makes me very unhappy, and Dad, too. I think he's getting ill about this.
Well, you're a tough mom, man.
Oh, I know. My poor children, they better get married, or they're in serious trouble.
This is the kind of interaction, though, where a continuous barrage of attempts to make a person feel guilty about not filling someone else's expectation. This is clearly the mom's expectation.
Right. And you'll be happier, right? That's her idea.
Her rationalization is, I will be happier if I do it. Her reason for guilting me and shaming me is that I will be happier. Now, whatever her reasons are, she's obviously, apparently trying to take care of the fact that she's embarrassed and perhaps ashamed that her daughter is not married. And so she wants to correct that and remove her guilt and shame by trying to manipulate her daughter to marry.
Right.
So then that guilt and shame she feels about raising a daughter who isn't married, I mean, hello, that's terrible, right? Will disappear. So when you look at the intention behind it, yes, of course she wants her daughter to be happy. And there's also hidden guilt and shame behind most guilting and shaming of other people.
Would you call that out, though, to your mom?
Well, it depends on the kind of relationship you have with your mom.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. I mean, sometimes you don't need to say it. Just don't bite on the hook.
Okay.
That's one of the main things.
So what do you see people typically doing in that scenario, and how would you contrast it to what you did, just so people have kind of a formula?
Some people will simply agree and say, okay, Mom, I'll put it high on my list, or okay, Mom, I'll call, and then they probably won't. They have no intention of it, but they're trying to get out of the conversation.
Right, so that's their out. Oh, yeah, I'll do that, Mom.
Yes.
Don't worry.
One would be agreeing when you have no intention of doing it.
Right.
Another would be agreeing and then actually doing it in an effort to please your mother. And that's when you've really bit onto the hook. And you are now engaged in trying to help someone else alleviate their guilt and shame. That is not your job. Your job is to take care of your guilt and shame and try to remember that the whole game here that's being played, and I call it a game, not out of disrespect, but because it's something that we get engaged in, and there's a winner and a loser usually. So what you're dealing with, though, are expectations. And the easiest way to move with awareness in guilt and shame is to translate it as quickly as you can into what's the expectation here, and do I buy that I should fill that expectation? That's one of the most powerful ways to stop someone else guilting. You can't stop someone else from guilting and shaming you, but you cannot buy into it.
Right. I don't buy into your expectation that I will be happier when when I'm married.
Right.
And then, yeah.
And if you really understand it is about expectation, then if you can go right to what you hear the expectation is and say, I don't have that expectation, Mom, I'm sorry. You know, that's not, I don't expect marriage in my life. I don't necessarily even want it. It's not a thing for me, okay? Whatever it is your story is around marriage or whatever it is you're talking about, you're simply saying, I hear your expectation and I don't accept it as mine.
But this scenario that I went through too was, oh my God, we almost have our time is up.
I feel guilty about that.
I do feel guilty about that. Oh my goodness. Okay, Raggedy Michaels, who speaks. So what we were just doing as a recap is, how do you handle someone's guilt? And what I heard you say is, be clear. When someone's going to guilting you, be aware of your body and how you feel on the inside. And then also when you're having a dialogue with them, be really clear, like start trying to understand their expectations so you know what you're saying no to.
Right.
And also watch yourself if you're trying to prevent someone from feeling guilty and shame.
Right.
Right? Your parent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Raggedy Michaels, who speaks internationally about finding inner happiness and inner peace on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Up next, how do you deal when you're actually guilting yourself, self-inflicted guilt and shame? You want to know more about Raggedy or to listen to shows like this? Check it out at www.fireduppwithcj.com or factcity.com, which is factcity.com. We'll be right back.